in a crowded room. We've been undercover, and it's making me sick to have to bury it. I said, darling, please stay and don't get on that plane. Best kiss I ever had was with you. Best love I never made was to you. The best smile I never gave was for you. With an ocean side view. Did you tell her? Just silly things. Did you tell your friends how the waves, yeah, they crashed you into me accidentally? I said, darling, please stay.
Nice to- Out of Kansas City comes the band Christy Stremmel and the 159ers, and they start off the third segment of Out Radio this month with two songs off her brand new album called Color of Stars. And I admit, I've been kind of chopping at the bit for this album. You see, I got an early copy of a single from it and just loved it. It started off my February Out Radio show, and I used the same song, Best Kiss, to start off this segment. I had a lot of difficulty picking the second song because this is a very solid album. It's all good. But I went with the title track, Color of Stars. I got four brand new albums this week, and I just can't wait to share all four. In addition to Christy Stremmel's album, Jeremy Gloff sent me his new one called 21st Century Love Songs. I've been following his music for at least 10 years, and I think this is his best one yet. And he's quite a prolific artist. The songs I picked from this one are Asocial Love Song and Square One.
Come over.
And the third album I got this week is music in a very different vein, released by Patrick Hutchison. Folks may know him more for being one of the co-writers of the musical The Harvey Milk Show, which has been performed in many cities across the country since its creation in 1991. But he's released some work on his own, and his latest is called Orange Shoe Silly. Of course, I've chosen the most out-of-the-closet songs, He Never Knew, Last Night at the Upper Room, and Take That Thing Out of There.
We're told of a man in biblical times who woke up bored one morning. So he wrote to the Thessalonians to give the men this warning. If you wish to see the kingdom's gates, only women shall be your mates. He never knew Kevin. He never knew Ken. He hadn't a clue what men could do with other men. He never knew Michael. He never knew Mark. He wasn't around when others found the special spark. He said that sex was just the means for man to procreate. His problem was he never found a male Ephesian to date. He never knew Brian. He never knew Bruce. He found he was lonely, wanting to only reproduce. It isn't that he couldn't find a man to see him through. There were Hebrews and Galatians, but he never knew. At 90 above or 6 below. He never knew David. He never knew Dave, who'd help him in case he found the place is hard to shave. He said there has to be a wife for passion to exist. I told him what I did for fun, and boy, that fellow was pissed. He never knew Howard. He never knew how. And that must be why no other guy is with him now. It isn't that he couldn't find a man to see him through. There were Hebrews and Galatians, and my gosh, there were Colossians, but he never, never. He never knew. Thank you, thank you. Last night I was in a remarkable place, not the usual joint, but a nice change of pace. The memory has left me a big basket case, and my brain has gone kaboom. An endless parade of talent and looks, with a big deck and other nice crannies and nooks. A view of a liquor store, hookers and crooks. It's a bar called the Upper Room. The first thing I saw as I walked in the door was a man who was reading brochures on the floor. He screamed, "Get on, take me to Vegas no more," as I moved on while watching him fume. I sat down and noticed that I was among two hustlers, a guy with a portable lung and a boy who could touch his own nose with his tongue. Last night at the Upper Room, he leaned into Ken, who was tending bar there, and asked him quite loudly to let down his hair. It turns out this sonny was looking for Cher. Well, that's what I assume. Then he stood on the bar and yelled, "Let's get it on." And after he ordered a vodka-a-ton, he ran to the piano and French kissed Damon last night at the Upper Room. Then Robert came in with his hands on his hips and said, "We will start showing video clips. 6 hours of just Gladys Knight and the Pips." We felt the impending doom. Joey arrived and yelled, "Not in my bar. This place could use something a little bizarre." Then he put on a kilt and performed CPR last night at the Upper Room. A guy came and asked me the time on my watch. I looked at my wrist as he fingered his crotch. Then bam, he had added more rocks to my scotch and also a large mushroom. They came here from Snellville, Des Moines, Istanbul, and talked of Madonna and Peter O'Toole. Then everyone ran out and peed in the pool last night at the Upper Room. A woman approached the piano and said, "My life is the blues," but her hair was bright red, and all she could sing was, "You go to my head," while holding her left bazoom. And Richard was showing me piercings for free. I thought of the balls on a tall Christmas tree, but decided to keep it between him and me last night at the Upper Room. A soccer team showed up to everyone's shock. A good-looking group, but could those Marys talk? They were so loud my jazz might as well have been Bach. And that's when I lowered the boom. I said, "You're athletic, but heavens above, this place is for music." Then push came to shove, for they pulled down their shorts and sang, "Where is the love?" Last night at the Upper Room. So when you're in Midtown with nothing to do, you fought all day long for the ACLU, just come to the place with the nice bird's eye view. You'll leave here with no more gloom. We're all well behaved and we don't break the law. We don't drink a thing that won't fit through a straw. Still no one would guess all the things that we saw last night at the Upper Room. Thank you. Thank you. Oh boy.
Last night was the first time we got to take it slow. No obligations or places to go. Then at last I felt it, the feeling deep inside. Something started stirring. Take that thing out of there. You're scaring the goldfish and I need repair. Baby, give that thing a good rest. You've become a thing I need to get off of my chest. I let you put your lips and foot and fingers everywhere. I'll wear your ring and call you king, but take that thing out of there. I don't wanna argue, and I don't like to fight, but hold your horses when times are tight. Can't we take it slowly, just sit and watch the moon? Now I'm ready for you. No, stop, I spoke too soon. Honey, take that thing out of there. You're scaring the goldfish and pulling my hair. Baby, give that thing a good rest. You've become a thing I need to get off of my chest. I let you put your lips and foot and fingers everywhere. I'll wear your ring and call you king, but take that thing out of there. I'll wear your ring and dust your sling, but take that thing out of there.
And the fourth new album is brand new. Official release in September. It's by Vincent Minor, and he named the CD after himself. I don't know what he would think of my description, but I might call the style Cabaret Noir. See what you think with the two tracks, Late Night Show and So Fucked Up.
Touch of a masculine man. R.I.P. 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 Rest in peace. Sail to the jungle of your 9 to 5. I got flight denied, stuck on the 405. His thoughts run in circles on conveyor belts. He's balanced on a thin string when he sees a mouse. It is anatomical retreat, but the probability is ancient history, and he just couldn't perceive. With benefits, no.
go, cause I've got a goal now. So much for love, so fucked up. I've got a go, cause I'm not in love. When the sun comes up, I'll be leaving you. I've got a go, cause I've got a goal now. So much for love, so fucked up. I gotta go, cause I'm not in love with you.
I've loved the work of Andy Monroe ever since he and Patrick Arena released their wonderful album called Nightcap in 1998. He's written a lot over the years, but sadly has only released a couple albums. But here's the good part. He sent me a number of his songs over the years, and I've conned him into letting me play a couple of them. They're just too good to keep to myself. And the second song has a surprise, but it gets to it pretty quickly. I heard him perform this at a Glamma Awards function, I think in 1999 or 2000, and had been pestering him for years for a copy of it. He just recently ran across it. He had forgotten he had actually recorded it, so he sent it along. I thank Andy Monroe again for sharing these two, The Summer Place and A Visit to New Jersey.
Up at dawn for the first ferry out, shorts and sandals and knockabouts. Sleepy-eyed boys with their gossip and smiles, bags and beach towels all up and down the aisles. As we wave goodbye to the quick city pace, gonna unwind at the summer place. At the summer place,
I came in a four-bedroom shed. Every weekend you'll find me there.
A weekend sharing a house near the beach. Sun and stars are just within reach. Walk in the door with your shoes full of sand. Set your bags down in Wonderland. And it's 48 hours of oceanside grace. Some kind of heaven. The summer place. The summer place.
I came in a four-bedroom shed. Every weekend you'll find me there.
You never know what you might find waiting behind the next. I've had my heart stolen away twice today, and it's not even new. It's not even new. Men on the boardwalk trading stares, men in groups and men in pairs. Men on the beach strolling by older nets, lovers, buddies, one night stands. Searchside kisses, a sandy embrace, under the spell of the summer place. The summer place.
I came in a four-bedroom shed. Every weekend you'll find me there.
The summer place. So
parents in New Jersey. Tells them both I've got something to say. I can't keep it from you any longer. Mom and Dad, don't you know that I'm scared to tell you, 'cause I don't want to hurt you, but I think I've always been this way. So when I tell you, don't go into a panic and don't have a heart attack. I'm black. I'm black. Dad says, are you absolutely sure, son? Maybe this is just a phase you're going through. Mom says, where do we go wrong, son? I tried to do all a mother could do. Look, I know it's a shock, says the boy, but this isn't something that a person can choose. All my life I tried to be white, but you'll just have to face the fact I'm black. And holler, it's really not a big deal. So what, it's just another color. It shouldn't make a difference in the way you feel. Talk for an hour or so. Then the boy hugs his parents goodbye, saying, thanks, Mom, for the casserole. And on the train ride back to Manhattan, he feels relieved that at last they know. He smiles to himself as he travels down the track, watching the night sky fade to black.
As long as I've gotten into a mellower mood, here are two by an artist new to me, Keith Hampton. He sent me his latest CDs, and from the 2006 CD, Chance and Change, is a song he's told me has been used in weddings, called This One. And then from his newest release, Tyranina, is You Remind Me. And about that one, he's told me it's not really typical of his writing, as it was not his experience. It was inspired by a conversation he overheard in a bar. Keith Hampton and This One and You Remind Me.
On this day, I take this one here in this place. Now we've begun. I have no fear, I have only love for this one. Maybe there are miles left in this world for me to roam, but these will always be the arms to welcome me back home. So with this ring, like the first kiss, I give everything. I will remember this. Let the choir sing, let this life begin here with this one. On this day I take this one here in this place. Now we've begun. I have no fear. I have only love for this one. I have no fear. I have only
Might not be worth your while, but you could take me home tonight. Forget my name before the sheets are dry, dry. So this round's on me, babe. Let's toast the taste of anonymity with this dirty neon glow. Who needs mistletoe? We'll laugh at fear, flirt with mockery. 'Cause you remind me of someone I left behind. See, I'm just passing through here. Right now, I guess you'll do, my dear. I got no good stories, but I seem to magnetize bad news. Tonight, I want to touch you deep and shallow. Leave no trace, you don't deserve these blues. 'Cause you remind me someone I left behind. See, I'm just passing through here. Right now I guess you'll do, my dear. Something still haunts me. Somebody seems to want me now and again. Well, I try to leave all that behind, but you remind me. You remind me. I ain't no good kisser. I seem to magnetize bad news.
And here's a song I think is pretty cool by Erin McCowan from her latest release, Hundreds of Lions. The song is called The Foxes.
Love can be fun if you don't put in the work. Stick with the honey, stay as long as it's worth. Burrows in the forest, digging under your skin. Evergreens and posers, dropping needles to win the fling. Red and gray, will fly. Spring has thawed. You watch the summer going by. We are warm and stolen.
Our hearts left out in the sun.
The foxes, they will show us that love trundle is done. Was asleep. dream left under a wood. Would that you were bolder, a bold and dangerous move. If you don't put in the fun, when I'm done with you, I stick you next to the trophies, the other ones, 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 the other ones.
Give it everything you got. Just move like you're in a groove or a deep valley. Prove you're someone that the world needs madly. Heed the heart of everything near you. Be who you are, shine like you do. Aboriginal, I'm speaking directly to you. Full blood, quarter, third or 16th. Res folk, city folk, blue eyes, brown or green. Caucasian features or cheekbones that cut glass. Ignite the future, joined by the past. Rise like the sun, you already have begun. Them blood boils even in the weakest of quantum. Stay strong, help each other along. To every shade of red, I dedicate this song. Just stay strong and rock. Hey, rock the boat. Don't sink, float. Rock, hey, rock the boat. Don't sink, float. Rock, hey, rock the boat. Don't sink,
just rock the boat, y'all.
Rock, hey, rock the boat. I like writing rhymes, but I'm not supposed to. Writing rhymes, not what fair-skinned girls do. I just bounce off the sounds and the tones. The beat and the bass make the day less lonely. I dream of a lovely time. Separate sense from the voice in my mind. I get wet thinking hypothetically. Break a sweat dreaming I'm gonna get me one on the front and back on both sides. Don't mean I don't get it good from a man, right? It's just life loving all kinds. So many beautiful hearts and bright minds. So many ways to click and shoe shine, but it's so outlawed to dig a double time. But the sky is the skin and the eyes of the stars. I love it all, it's just who I are. I rock, hey, rock the boat. Don't sink, float. Rock, hey, rock the boat. Don't sink,
rock the boat,
float. Rock, hey, rock the boat.
Everybody, don't everybody sink, just rock the boat,
float. Rock, hey, rock the boat. Don't sink,
rock the boat,
float.
Just rock the boat, y'all.
This is J.D. Doyle, and I'm winding down the show, and I thank you for joining me on Out Radio for October. And that last artist was Kenny Starr from her self-titled album from 2006, and the song was Rock the Boat. Kenny is a very well-respected artist from Calgary and is very outspoken about her Aboriginal heritage and her bisexuality. Closing this show is, as it happens, another artist from Calgary, a new artist, and I'm pleased that I was one of the first to play her on my show, last spring within a week of her debut CD being released. She's Toni Vare, and that album is called Just to Be, and I recommend you check it out. She's got a new single now that's lots of fun and a video to go with it. I hope she gets her wish, as the song is called I'm Gonna Be on Ellen.
Crazy.